All right, today I'm here with Lance Dickinson, and what branch of the military did you serve in?
I was in the Marine Corps.
Okay, from what years?
87 to 93.
Okay.
That's last century.
No, wasn't that long ago. Last week I had a guy who was 96 and served 42 to 46.
Hey, that's cool.
Yeah, so that, yes, I would agree with. Though yours is not. It's pretty recent. So why did you, decide to join up in the Marines?
Well, it's nothing spectacular. My grandpa had been in 20 years. He was a World War II Korea vet. And really, I just needed a job.
Yeah, so. and that's why, did grandpa kind of shove you in the direction of the Marines?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, that's cool. So what'd you do while you were in the Marines?
Well, I was a 0331 machine gunner, and I served with 8th Marines out of Camp Lejeune. Went on 3 Mediterranean deployments with them. Seen a lot of Europe, a little bit of Africa, Israel. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. So you got to see a lot then, huh?
Oh, yeah. As far as training went, yeah.
What was your favorite country?
Probably France. Italy was pretty neat.
Yeah.
I saw Rome and Naples, Italy. But France was... It was probably the cleanest country over there. I don't know.
In my mental picture, that's not what I think of France. But you think of all of them, that was the cleanest.
Yeah, it's one thing about the military. No matter where you go, it seems like everybody's just a little bit behind the United States.
Yeah.
As far as modern things and. Even Europe, everybody thinks France and Italy, are pretty modern, and they are, but there's a lot of things that
are old world
about
them.
Yeah, just kind of old world.
Well, it's kind of got the history, though. You kind of feel that if you've been to New Orleans.
No.
It's kind of got the same feel as Europe. I mean, it's the country, but there's just a part of it that just feels so old that they never let go of. You know what I mean? That it's still kind of there. So, did you stay in the same job the entire time you were in the Marines?
Well, I towards the end, I got into another deal. When I was in infantry, man, we did rubber boat insertions and stuff like that. Well, I kind of got interested in the guys that were driving and doing the boat thing, and I got into that towards the end of my enlistment.
Oh, cool! That's really cool.
Did a little boat mechanic in a lot of. Boat driving and insertions and stuff like that.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. My stepdad did some of that on the Army side of things.
Yeah.
When he was in the Army at the middle part of his career. That's really cool. So so you were in for what, six years?
Yes.
What'd you do when you got out?
Well, I just went and got a job.
Yeah.
I just kind of came back to Missouri here. And
you from the area?
Yeah, I've always lived in Mount Vernon.
Born and raised in Mount Vernon?
Yeah. Gotcha. Well, I was born in Oklahoma, but when I was a little kid, a couple years old, we moved up here, and I've been here ever since, really. But, I don't know, you just never lose the feel for home, I guess.
But, I mean, home is where you make it, but this is a good place to make it for sure.
Yeah, this is really probably one of the better places in the country to live, actually.
I've been all over. I agree with you 100%. Yeah. It's cheap. Spread out. Yep. We still got space. What's left of it? Eventually, that'll change. But at least for right now, we still have some space. So we're here with your daughter, Cameron.
Yep.
And you're the one that submitted your dad, right?
Yes, sir.
Get up a little closer. Sorry. You don't have to call me sir. My name's Mike. Sirs are don't. Yeah, don't you have to call me sir.
I just want to be respectful.
I know. I do the same thing. So I probably shouldn't say that. I say sir all the time. So, but you don't have to call me sir. So why'd you submit your dad?
Because I'm really proud of my dad.
Yeah? That's really sweet. That's cool. Did you just hear about this on the radio and you're like, I need to do this for my dad?
Yeah.
That's super cool.
I thought it was cool, too.
Yeah, that's cool. You got any brothers or sisters?
Two sisters.
Two sisters? Yeah. Are you the oldest or youngest?
The middle child.
The middle child?
Yeah.
And your older sister didn't think of this and your younger sister didn't think of this?
I didn't.
Yeah, that's good. That's awesome.
Someday I want to be in the military
You want to be in the military, too?
Yeah.
So... What, Marines just like your dad?
Yeah.
Really? Wow. That's a tall. I've taken out a few female Marines. Mostly, most of them were Air Force Navy, but I have had a couple that were Marines. So that's it's very cool. Very cool. So you're gonna go straight out of high school?
Well, I got accepted into a cosmetology school, so I'm kind of.
You're probably still a little undecided, but
yeah.
It's a good idea. You got plenty of time.
I do later in my future want to be in the military.
That's really cool. It's a really cool goal. Very cool. But again, you've got all the time in the world to figure out what the heck you want to do.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to do that, and I'm in my mid-30s. It's tough. Well, guys, thanks for coming to lunch with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service, and thanks for submitting your dad.
No problem.